Sam Talk Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Improving episode on GFM Talk Show. I'm your host, Femi Ogunjimi, and as you call me, GFM. For your contribution on the show today, tweet us your comment at GFM Radio or post them on my page on Facebook, which is GFM. Also, join our group page as well, that is GFM Talk Show. If you have any inquiry about the show, send it to GFM@GFMSpeaks.com. GFM@GFMSpeaks.com. Or you can call 443-824-4182. 443-824-4182. I have an impactful show for you today. We are going to talk about how you can better manage your stress. We are very close to holiday season, whereby completing projects at work can be a little stressful. In personal life, buying gifts, traveling to see loved ones can put us under stress. It is important to know how to manage stress so that you don't break down. While this season can be stressful, another situation the season brings is allergies. You plan to run around and spend time with family or go to work and get some projects done. Allergies can prevent you from achieving all of this. We are going to share with you the best ways you can prepare and prevent yourself from allergy this season with my guest, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, a motivational speaker, frequent radio and TV talk show guest, and author of over 25 books. Dr. Susan, welcome to GFM Talk Show.
Femi, it's a joy to be with you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Now, Dr. Susan, you say that too much unmanaged stress can sabotage even the best of health intentions. In your understanding, what do you consider stress, and why should we care about it?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great way to start the show. And yes, we need to be aware of how stressed out we are, because two-thirds of all doctor visits, Femi, are due to stress-related ailments. And it's also believed that 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. And what does stress do to your body? You know, and I'm not talking about feeling stressed out once every couple weeks. I'm talking about chronic day-in, day-out stress. And it can really wreak havoc on your body. If you don't manage it well, and we'll talk about how to do that, it can lead to high blood pressure, weight gain, a suppression of your immune system, sleep debt, bone loss, depression, inflammation, acidosis, muscle and joint pain, heart problems, and lots of other illnesses. So it's really important to manage the stress. Now, Femi, what causes me stress might be different than what causes you stress. And I've done surveys all around the country and the world in my workshops asking people what causes stress. Before I tell you their answers, tell me, even though I'm not the one interviewing, what causes you stress?
Ah, well, too much work.
Too much work? Stress.
Yeah, too much work.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, just being overwhelmed with workload and juggling family, work, business, and everything all together can cause stress.
Yeah, and that's what lots of people do say. Now, most of us think of deadlines and commitments when we think of stress, but it also can be caused and triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and even guilt. And for some people, they might be stressed out because of weather-related issues, you know, like the weather around the country right now. Where I live in the Brentwood, L.A. area, it might be bumper-to-bumper traffic or constant noise. For others, it might be, you know, earthquakes or floods or fires or constant noise. But luckily, there are simple things that you can do in your life to really keep your stress level down. Because when you're really stressed out, you increase in your body a hormone called cortisol. It's one of the stress hormones. And that really can damage and, as I just mentioned, wreak havoc on all the cells of your body. And on a metaphysical level, remember that it's not the people in your life the complications or the times in which we live that really cause us to be stressed out. It's what we think about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live. Some people, Femi, you and I are the same. Some people get stressed out and overwhelmed with too much work, too many deadlines,
right.
too many commitments. Some people will thrive on that. You know, it just depends on how much you control, you feel
right.
over the situations.
That's right. That's right. You've written so many powerful books, and in your latest one, Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and out rejuvenation makeover, you said in this book that stress can cause weight gain, which you actually mentioned earlier. When I read that statement, I felt that people would think that when you are under stress, you lose weight because you are too busy running around, doing things. Sometimes you forget to eat. But you seem to beg the difference that stress causes weight loss. Explain that.
Yeah. No, when you're under chronic stress, for most people, it causes you to gain weight because when you're under extra stress, you have that elevated level of cortisol. You also don't sleep as well. And research shows that when you skimp on sleep, it interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates, and that leads to elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store your calories as fat. And now this happens because, Femi, when you're sleep-deprived, then your body produces more of the stress hormone that's already up from a day of stressful activities, and that sets this chain reaction into motion. So if anybody listening wants to lose weight, you've got to make getting good sleep a non-negotiable habit, a good practice in your life every day. It's very difficult to lose weight and keep it off if you don't get good sleep, and if you're always under constant stress. Because when you have too much of that cortisol in your body, it makes you want to find foods to eat, and it primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat, even if you eat healthy foods.
Yeah. So to you, a good average sleep might be 8 hours a day?
Oh, maybe 19. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I just want to see if you're listening, Femi. Yeah, a good solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep. You know, that's very important because lack of sleep undermines your body's ability to deal with stress.
Yeah.
So it's really important to make sleep a daily habit in your life, getting good sleep.
That's very profound. As a matter of fact, I need to start doing that. I don't sleep that much.
How many hours do you sleep at night?
5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, and that's just
not
enough.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't want to hear this, but I'll tell you something.
Yeah,
I know.
I can't
you better sit down, Femi. Put your seatbelt on. But when you get only 6 hours of sleep nightly, and this is all backed by scientific research, that's less than, you know, that's 2 hours less than the good 8 hours you want. It makes you irritable, although you can't tell that about you now. It makes you stupid because your words don't come easily and you become forgetful. It's hard to multitask. It increases blood pressure. As I just mentioned, it makes you hungry for foods that aren't good for you. It makes you gain weight, shortens your lifespan, and even makes you depressed. So, you know, I've had a private practice since the early 80s. People come to me from all over the world, or I go to them all over the world. And so often people come to me for me to help them to lose weight. And the first thing I'll ask, how much sleep are you getting at night? And 90% of the people that come to see me do not get enough sleep at night. We could do a whole show on sleep another time.
Sure. Yeah, I got to bring you back so we can talk in depth about sleep. Now, you've talked about causes of stress that I think most people can familiarize themselves with. I mean, I'm sure that when you were singing that, the light bulb just going off on the air, like, oh, man, that's true. You know, this is what I go through. I'm overwhelmed about this job, completing this task, finishing
things, right.
juggling family, church, and other things and whatnot. together just to make sure that I'm under stress. So how can we actually manage stress?
Well, let's go through my favorite tips, and they all work. Most of them cost nothing or next to nothing. The first one is to get moving. Exercise is one of the very best ways to reduce stress in your body because it relaxes the muscles and it eases tension. And why is it important to be fit? You know, when you're fit, Femi, it does a few things. It unlocks your mental power and your physical stamina. I think it puts wings under your confidence. And it gives you that zestful outlook that will help make each day a celebration. So, you know, when you know that stress is around the corner or you're in the midst of lots of stress, go for a walk, hit the gym, do some weight-bearing exercises, maybe give yoga a try. You know, those who exercise on a regular basis have lower stress hormones than those who don't. So remember this, that you want to walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
So if you don't have a dog, what do you have to walk?
Yeah, you just pretend like you have a dog and walk the dog.
Walk around with a leash on your hand and there's no dog.
Yeah, remember, but years ago they had those leashes that were kind of stiff and it was like there was an invisible dog at the end. Do you remember those?
No, not at all. I need to probably get me a leash then. As a matter of fact, I used to have a dog. I had a Maltese for about 2 years. And then I relocated from my old house to a new house. So my new house does not have a yard. My old house had a yard. So literally in the morning, I just opened the door. The dog just went out and did his thing. So
that's
now that I relocated, I was like, man, I can't wake up early in the morning and walk the dog. So we got to get rid of the dogs. I was telling my wife that. So my wife happened to have a friend of hers that she's very nice, and she happens to take the dog. So the dog is living with her right now. So maybe I need to get my dog back and start waking up early in the morning.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. And it's great for, remember that, I have so much to talk to you about, but the first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone for the entire day. So how do you want those first 40 minutes to be? You don't want to be stressed out. You want to be happy, relaxed, peaceful, healthy. So it's really good to start the day with some type of exercise. The studies reveal that the people that stick with it the most are those that exercise in the morning for obvious reasons. You get it out of the way, and then you don't have to worry about not getting it in later in the day when, you know, 1,000 things are calling for your attention. That's just true. Good to get it out of the way in the morning, and then you release those happy hormones, those endorphins, that will help carry you throughout the day to look at things from a more positive attitude.
Now, let's talk about eat a stress-relieving diet.
Yeah. Now, foods that cause stress on your body are those with chemicals and colorings and preservatives and additives and white product foods, white flour, white sugar. Those foods that relieve stress on your body, they're like the fresh fruits and vegetables that are high in water content and therefore easy to digest. So you want to make sure that your diet is rich in a rainbow of colors of produce. And here's a great way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And when I was a teenager, so you don't know this about me because this is our first time together. I hope it's the first of many. When I was a teenager, I was really sick, and my grandmother, long story short, because I wrote about it in Walking on Air, took me under her wings and taught me how to heal my body. And she always would say to me, Susan, look to nature for what to eat, because in nature you don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes. But you've got to eat your food as close to the way nature made it as possible. And because of her wisdom as a teenager, and then I watched how she helped. She was not a doctor, but she healed people in her neighborhood. And I watched how she looked to plants and herbs and spices and lifestyle choices. And as a result of her wisdom, Femi, to this day, I have never in my life taken any medication, and I have not had a cold or a flu in just over 30 years. And one of the foods I've eaten every day for 30 years, another reason I know I'm not sick, it's a superfood called spirulina. And I recommend that everybody take 3,000 milligrams of spirulina a day. It's a microalgae. The one that's the best one comes from the Kona coast of Hawaii. And it helps to boost your immune system, give you energy. It helps to detoxify and rejuvenate your body. It even is one of the three things I recommend to anybody that has allergies, because 3,000 milligrams a day, that's just three tablets or a teaspoon of powder, that's all it is, will really help quell all those allergy symptoms. And one serving of this Hawaiian spirulina, it's amazing. It has over 100 nutrients, and you can use the powder in recipes. And I'll make it really easy because I know we don't have lots of time, but if you go to my website, it's just my name, SusanSmithJones.com. And right there on the homepage, to the left of my photo, it says two must-have superfoods. You can click there and learn about the Hawaiian spirulina, how to get 25% off of it. I always do that. And my other favorite superfood. And definitely check out my current November-December newsletter, because I have some recipes of how to use the Hawaiian spirulina powder and to make some delicious recipes like hummus and guacamole and put it in your smoothies. So all of that is at SusanSmithJones.com.
Yeah. Now, I got to talk about two ones surefire tips that you have here. Laugh a lot. How does that help us to manage stress?
Yeah, you need help with that one, Femi. Yeah, no, you're great. I love to be with people that laugh and that make me laugh. See, according to researchers, when you laugh a lot, it releases the endorphins into your body, the same endorphins as if you're doing aerobic exercise. And these endorphins act as natural stress busters. And when you laugh a lot, it does different things physiologically to your body. It improves your circulation. It fills your lungs with oxygen-rich air. It stimulates your alertness hormone. So it's good to laugh when you're driving. And it helps to counteract fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. So whatever you can do to laugh more, do it. You know, read a funny book, go to a funny movie, be with friends that make you laugh, because it's one of the elixirs of life, is laughing as much as possible. In fact, I just got back from a media tour over in the UK, and when I was in Ireland, I was doing some work with the BBC and giving workshops, and I stayed at this bed and breakfast, and there was a plaque on the wall. I love it. And this is what it said. It said, "Iris Singh, a good laugh and a long sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book."
Powerful.
We get so serious about our lives, too. I think most of the time too serious. When I was just over in Scotland, someone gave me a little book. And the inside of the book, it was a Scottish saying. And maybe you've heard this. It's angels fly because they take themselves lightly.
Even the Bible says laughter does the body good, like good
medicine.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to laugh more. Even yeah. You don't find something that is amusing to you, just start to laugh.
And just laugh.
Laughter is contagious, too.
Yeah. Listen, what
laughing.
I do, as I wake up in the morning and I just go right into the bathroom and look in the mirror and I either laugh or cry, I usually laugh, and there's a song from that old musical called Oklahoma. The song goes, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." I won't sing it because we don't want people to hang up, but, "Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way." Now, that's a great little song to sing every morning, and that's what I do.
Beautiful.
Probably now people will realize why I live alone, but you know, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that next time I bring you on. The last tip that I wanted to talk about is being thankful and having the spirit of gratitude.
Yeah, see, gratitude is a great stress buster. And gratitude is a dynamic energy that allows you to exert a mighty influence on your world. Gratitude is like a connecting link or a bridge between you and every possible channel of good in your life. And in the 13th century, when we were babies, there was this great Christian mystic, Meister Eckhart, and he used to say in those days that if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that will be enough. And remember, what you think about consistently brings more of the same back into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is the best way to reduce stress and transform your life.
Let's switch gears real quick. We only have about 5 minutes left on the program. And I want to talk about allergies. Allergies affect more than 35 million Americans, and weeds and molds are the biggest culprit for fall allergies. I want us to talk about how we can prevent ourselves from allergies. What kind of tips or ideas can you give to people on how to protect ourselves from allergies this season?
Okay, I'm going to go through a few things really quickly. First of all, I have a book called Conquer Colds and Allergies. It's a little full-color booklet CD combo. And on the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com, if you scroll to the lower half, there's a way to get that booklet and six others. I have a series of seven natural remedy booklets. There's a way to get them all free, autographed by me, sent to your front door. So check that out. But, Femi, so many people come to me for allergies. And if they give me 3 to 4 months, I can get rid of their allergies. There's almost nothing more miserable than, you know, watery eyes, runny nose, throbbing head. And most people don't know, but allergies occur when the immune system and the adrenal glands are weak. And the adrenal glands are located on the top of the kidneys, and they produce hormones that strengthen immunity. But when your body is not strong enough to handle invasive substances like the pollen, dust, and animal dander, it will begin to produce histamines, which causes that allergic response like the sneezing and red watery eyes. So what do people do? They usually go to the drugstore or their doctor and they get prescribed antihistamines. But there are 3 antihistamines. This is all on my website. But there are 3 antihistamines that are natural, and if you do this for 3 to 4 months, you can get rid of your allergies. The first one is, and I mentioned it, it's Hawaiian spirulina. And I'll tell you quickly, there was a great study done, a double-blind study with allergy sufferers, and they either gave them a placebo or this Hawaiian spirulina. With a placebo, there was no improvement over 3 months. But those taking the Hawaiian spirulina had significant improvement in their allergy symptoms. And you can get 25% off of your Hawaiian spirulina order. If you use the code REVITALIZE, you can get it in tablet or powder form. You can go to Nutrex-Hawaii.com. That's all on my website. But if you also combine the Hawaiian spirulina with 2 more things, one is called nettle leaves. You can get the nettle in tea bags or capsules or liquid extract. You want to take 2,000 to 2,500 milligrams a day. It's an herb, and it's a natural antihistamine. And then the third thing you want to take is extra vitamin C to the tune of about 2,500 to 3,000 milligrams a day, because vitamin C is a natural antihistamine. And I'll give you one quick example. When I just returned from England, one of my clients had allergies all of his life and even was on medication from his doctor. Nothing worked for 30 years. And so I saw him 6 months ago. I put him on my program of these three things, but especially three grams or 3,000 milligrams of Hawaiian spirulina a day. And in 4 months, he stopped taking all of his medication, and it's now almost 7 months, and he hasn't had any issues with allergies. But I see this all the time. There is a way to naturally heal your allergy symptoms, but that doesn't mean then you stop taking everything. You've got to stay on a good diet. Now, I also recommend, like I write about in my current newsletter, November, December, it's good to take infrared saunas. It's great to drink the right alkaline water. It's good to be outdoors in nature. You take these natural remedies and you'll be able to go out into nature. You've got to get enough sleep, because without the sleep, you won't have a fully functioning immune system that helps you with the allergies. I mean, I could go on and on and on and talk about this, but if you follow that guidance, you'll see a huge difference in your allergies, and you'll get to the point where you won't have them anymore.
You've provided more information than I expected.
And I know, surprise!
Yeah, and I know your books have so much powerful information as well. Where can people purchase any of your books?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, the quickest, easiest way is this. Now, if you go there with me, go to SusanSmithJones.com and scroll halfway down my homepage, and it says Susan Special Trio Book Sets. And you can, you know, I have three options. You buy three different of my regular books. Like option one is you buy Walking on Air and The Joy Factor. Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for that one. And my full color recipe book. Then you can get free all of my 7 natural remedy full color booklet CD combos. And all of these books are autographed by me, and they're shipped to wherever you want them shipped to, and they make wonderful gifts. So that's the best place to get them. You'll find all that info right there on halfway down the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com.
Dr. Susan, thanks for the wealth of information you shared with my listeners. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope to visit with you again.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Take care.
Bye.
For those that don't know, I'm celebrating 5 years in broadcasting this month. It's been an incredible long journey in this business, and I just want to thank you all for your immense support and listening to the show every week, and also sharing it with your friends as well. If you find it in your heart to support my broadcast financially, please log on to my site, gfmspeaks.com, gfmspeaks.com, and I will guide you how you can do that. And there you have it today on GTS, GFM Talk Show. This podcast is available to you on my site, gfmspeaks.com. Join the show group page on Facebook, that is GFM Talk Show. Like my page as well, which is GFM, G-F-E-M. Follow me on Twitter at GFM Radio. Catch me on WWIN 1400 AM station this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And we are also live every Tuesday on WOLB 1010 AM station at 5 p.m. Until next time, I'm yours, Femi Ogun Jimmy, and as you call me, GGG, GFM.